Okay, so we started to speak about the issue of Hargosha, which the Shulchan Aruch mentions in the first sif, that in order to be considered a Nida, I should stress to be considered a Nida Daraisa, on a Daraisa level, there has to be a Hargosha. And we had a couple of different definitions, actually three different definitions of what is meant by Hargosha. It looks from Tosis, and certainly it's explicit, more explicit perhaps in the Trumas Hadeshin, that more explicit in the Shemus Hadeshin, that Hargosha means the sensation of Psichas Piha Aramakar, that she feels the uterus opening. I said whether she does or she doesn't, that exactly, it's not really opening per se, in the sense of something's closed, but it is some sensation of something happening, you know, in that part of the body. Okay. Then we mentioned the Rambam talks about Nizdaza Guf, some sort of trembling or shaking in the body. The Mamshik had a unique interpretation. It means even the need the symptoms, so to speak, of some sort of cramping, soreness, things along those lines, which probably it looks like, and that's how most of them don't learn like that, that that's not what the Rambam means. Rambam means something, really, as Ramban said before, in his Hilchos Nida, has to be B'shas Yetzias Adam. And then the third thing was what the Rishonim don't really talk about. It's a truth. The Nodav Yehuda talks about it. I mentioned there might be a hint at it in the Torah Sabbath, the Rashba. But the Nodav Yehuda's idea that Hargosha means a sensation of some sort of moisture, Zivas Davar Lach, with some of the Achronim, that's modified a little bit. It's not in the outer part. It's got to feel it as it's inside and so on. So those are the definitions of Hargosha. We mentioned that very often today, and that really segues into what I want to mention now in this year, very often today, women don't really report. Women report that they don't really feel a hargosha. They're a hashulchan. We saw yesterday explains not that we think the women are lying. Okay, when they say they're not hargosha, you can't say, well, Chazal say there is hargosha. Okay, but she doesn't feel a hargosha. So not that he's not telling the truth, but again, the hargosha is masked. The hargosha is about other things that the women are doing. And again, I mentioned that the Rishak was saying today, women are very active and so on, or more active than certainly in the past. So, maybe she doesn't notice, but she has Hargosha. Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that this what the Aruch Shulchan said, the specific reason why Rashi says Hargosha is only the Rabbanan? Because Rashi says it's in the Pagan number 7, it's in source number 4, Dilma Hargosha Velo Adaite. Meaning the whole reason why it would be the Rabbanan according to Rashi is because she didn't know. And the Aruch Shulchan is saying, no, that's why it's still Doraita. So is he disagreeing?
No. First of all, I think that he's saying that only in that sheet. We're going to look at that. We're going to look at that now. Okay, we're going to look at that a little bit now. Okay, let's go into that. Okay, yeah, you had a question? No. Okay. No. Let's take a look at that now. Okay. So again, it's the title of this year in this collection of Mamakoma, she designed is Dom below Hargosha. Let's say she sees Dom and Taka. There's no Hargosha. There's a continuation in a certain sense. So again, we start with the pasuk. We start now with the pasuk. We've seen it already so many times in the parashat of Torah. Reikar parak test for pasuk kiyotes. Isha kia says kisia zova domi zova bivsara. Right, that's bivsara. And we looked at it at length. But for now, we only need to see one line, the beginning of that sugya nun zayinam at beis and mida. So that's number 2 is the ruling of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel badka karka olam yashva there. Right, the woman sat. She saw a place where she was going to sit down. It was clean, there was nothing there. V'yashvala, she sat down. Umatzadamala, then when she got back up, she found down. And at the point, she knew that the ground was clean from before. She sat down, she got up and saw it was done. So Shmuel says, Tahara, she's Tahara. Why? We don't assume that was done either. Shanemar, Bivsara, Achatargish, Bivsara, right? That's the drosh of Achatargish, Bivsara. So we went through last time. You know, the Gemara has a kasha with a bunch of places where it seems to indicate not that we're going to go all that again. But what the Shmuel's ruling is that Dam, put it simply, Dam below Hargosha is Tahor. She's Tahor, right? She has a discharge of Dam, but no Hargosha. Okay, so then she's Tahor on a Daraisa level, right? That's what emerges, okay? Apparently, in order for a woman to become a Nida, she must have a Hargosha, some sort of sensation, however we define Hargosha, but she has to have that Hargosha. In this case, she didn't feel anything. So according to Shmuel, if she sees Dom without a Hargosha, the Dom is Torah, she's Torah. Okay? That is the first part of the Gemara. However, later on that Daf, the same Daf, Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the very bottom of the page, source 3, the bottom of the page, Nun Zayin Amud Beis, going over to the Chesed Aleph, we have the following. Amar of Yirmiyahu Midifti. Moda Shmuel Sheitmeya Midrabanan. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti says that Shmuel admits that in his case, okay, when she was Bodka Karka Olam, she inspected a place where she was going to sit down. She saw that everything was clean. And afterwards she found down there. And Shmuel says she's Tahara because the Xeris HaKasav of Bivsara, Acha Tagish. Bivsara, yeah, that's the Raisa. But Midrabanan, she's Tahara. I'm sorry, Midrabanan, she's Tmeya. Midrabanan, she's Tmeya. That's the Riyami Difti says that Shmuel admits that she's Tmeya Darbanan, even if there's no Hargosha. Even if there's no Hargosha. All right? Now, continue. Well, let's read the next line. Rav Ashi Omar, Shmuel Hud Omar Kar Nechemia. Shmuel held like a Nechemia, Ditan, Rav Nechemia Omar, called over Shem Makabel Tuma, and Makabel Ksomim. So, what's that about? So, let's hold off with that for 1 second, because I want to look first at what Riyami Difti says. Yirmi Difti says, Moda Shmuel Shitmei Darabonon. Meaning, even without, so, in other words, Mida Raisi Nida Hargosha, Mida Darabonon, down without Hargosha is Tmeya. Why? Why? That's what's the nature of that Gzer Darabonon. So that would appear to be a Machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says, Mida Darabonon, Dilma Argisha Velavadaite, because we're concerned that Shitaka had a Hargosha, just didn't notice it. Okay, Shitaka had a Hargosha and didn't notice it. So the Rabbanan were gozer, okay. In other words, to put it to a finding a drop of blood, that I mentioned last, it's called a kesem, right? Kesem, or plural ksamim, right? So the whole gzera of ksamim, which we'll talk about at length, the whole gzera of the Rabbanan that we consider even there was no flow, right? There was no normal menstrual period, but she did find dam on something, okay. So the whole chumras of the ksamim gzer darbanan, it's awesome darbanan, says Rashi, because of a chashash that there really was a hargosha. In other words, you need to have a hargosha. So midarbanan, I don't know if this is just you're saying, so in other words, the oraisa, you require a hargosha. Midarbanan, we're concerned that maybe she had a hargosha, and when she had only kesem. In other words, maybe what you were addressing before was that it was a hargosha when she had a normal period, right? She had a normal flow. That's not the case here. The case is she only found one drop of dam. There was no normal flow. I'm not sure that addresses that's what you're asking. You follow what I'm saying? No, it's the case, the Archa Shulchan and so on and so forth. That was told when she had a normal flow and she just didn't know. A regular woman has a regular period, okay? And she didn't have any Hargosha. That's what he's talking about, okay? That's not the case over here. Here is told when they just mutz of, she found the kesem. She found a drop of blood. She didn't have a normal flow. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure what kesem being only drop of blood means, because didn't the Mishnah say that even if it's a kardal is made out in the Torah?
Yes, so 1 second. No, the Gzera Rebzera, the Din of Rebzera, I mean. Okay, yeah.
No, that's if we were to show. I'm thinking about the Mishnah, no.
Well, the Mishnah in terms of not the not being a minimum shear.
Right.
Okay, but that could be with a Hargosha. Okay, so hold on. All right, so. We'll get that too. All right. So here, what we're saying is that all she found, was she got up and saw some dam somewhere. She said, that just came from her. It didn't come from her. And so on and so forth. There's no evidence necessarily that it came from her. Right. But it was clean before and there's dam there now. So there's, circumstantial evidence. But we don't know that it necessarily came from her. Okay. The case of that doesn't issue. She knows it came out of her. All that came out, she felt it come out, she saw it come out, the Hargosha. Well, again, you can say that case is talking with the Hargosha. She knew that, knows that. We'll talk about some of those details presently. You hear what I'm saying? In other words, in that case, she discharged the dam here, she didn't feel anything. Right? She has no idea where it came from, but it was right where she was sitting. Okay, it was right, it was on whatever she was sitting on, or more today, and she had undergarments, or whatever it may be, and she found the dam there. Okay, so on a derisal, but according to Rashi, the Gzera Darabonon, again, that's a Yirmiyahu Midifti. Moda Shmuel Shitmeya Midrabanan, that means, because Dilma Argosha Velavadaiti. The Hargosha is a must. There must be a Hargosha in order for a woman to become an Enida Daraisa. Midrabanan, even if there's no Hargosha, we have to be Machmir on even a tiny drop of dam, okay, without a Hargosha, because maybe there was a Hargosha. Or maybe there was a Hargosha, she just didn't feel it. All right? That's what Rashi says. Tosas, I'll come back to the second point in a second. The Tosas, there are neither on Nun Chesam Ralph, there are some Moda Shmuel. Okay? So again, in other words, the woman didn't realize that it happens. According to Rashi, there is a requirement for Hargosha. Okay, so whenever there's a kesem, which again is not a normal discharge, or the kesem, when there was no hargosha, or choshes midrabanan, there was a hargosha. It's a whole din of ksamim is basically Torah suffix. It's a, right? It was instituted with Torah suffix. Maybe there was a hargosha. So this is taka really neither. And therefore midrabanan, we're going to treat it like a neither. Okay, midrabanan, if there was a kesem with a hargosha, so the taka wouldn't be. In other words, when somebody's to bring it to Allah Lamaisa, when somebody a woman has a mara or whatever on, you know, on she has something on her underwear, okay, she has something on, you know, some tampon, whatever it may be, okay, and it's not during the time of period. One of the key questions was the hargosha. Did she feel it? Did she feel what she felt at a time when she normally gets a period? Right? If she does, then we can't talk about the, you know, the, some of these coolers, because once it's a hargosha, so then, okay, maybe it's an unusual thing, but there's a hargosha. Most of the time, there's not a hargosha. So here, we find a kesem. We don't know, we have no evidence that necessarily came from her. Likelihood is that it did, but we have certain coolers because we're dealing with a din derabanan. Since Rashi, there was no hargosha, right? But I said, no hargosha, say goodbye. No, with derabanan, they said, even if no hargosha, we're choshish, then maybe there was, she didn't sense it. Yeah. Built on suffix.
Because Rashi is counting on the din of summon, then because there's that if there was a regular flow even without Rashi, according to Rashi, that she would be tamei.
According to Rashi, no, I think not. I think no, I don't think so. I think according to Rashi, he seems to be saying the hargosha is a must. Okay, this you know, in other words, according to it goes back to what we said the other day that chakira, the siman siba chakira, right? In other words, what does hargosha tell us? Okay, the hargosha is hargosha simply revealing that this is dam min hamokar. Okay. It's a simon. This dam came in hamokar, or no? You need to have, so to speak, a two-step process: dam in hamokar plus hargosha. Right? That's really the question. There's two. Basically, I could say it's, you know, all I need to know is that the dam came from the mokar. The dam came from the uterus. Once I know that, I don't care about hargosha. Let's say there's some other way. Let's say we'll see in a second. But scientifically, I can prove that this dam came from the mokar, and she had hargosha. One position is, okay, then it absolutely shouldn't either. Who cares? The whole purpose of the hargosha is to let us know that this came from the mokar. If you can find, you can ascertain that information some other way, good for you. So then we know that it came from the mokar. So then you know, this is one requirement. There's only one requirement, dam min hamokar. Hargosha is letting us know that it's dam min hamokar. Or do you say, no, it's really a two-step process. It has to be dam min hamokar plus hargosha. You hear? So at this point, that's again the simon versus the siba, basically. All right. In other words, it's a simon that the hargosha lets us know this is dam min hamokar. Or no, it's part of the siba that's necessary to render a woman in either. She has to have this. As we know, we have to be dam min hamokar plus hargosha. All right. So according to Rashi, the whole din of ksamim is a din that originates b'Torah Safik. We don't know whether there was hargosha or not. Maybe there was. Hargosha is a sine qua non. You have to have hargosha. Okay, in this case, we don't know. Maybe Shitaka had the hargosha and simply didn't notice it. Okay, and therefore, it goes into Abana. That's what Rashi says. So according to Rashi, orcs, all the whole din of someone is a din b'Torah Safik, because maybe there's hargosha. Tosus, in source number 5, Nidan Nuchetzman Alp, Dimas Modishmul. Modishmul Shitmei Darbana, Pirsha Kuntris, the Talina Dilma Argishova Lava Daite. Okay, that's Rashi. However, it says Tosus ain't there. I think it's right. Dafilu Mukzaklo Shalo Hirgisha, even if we would know for sure, let's say she was being extremely careful, she notices all the time. And she said, there was no hargosha. It was not masked. I wasn't running around. I wasn't jumping. I wasn't doing anything. I know there was muksuk, right? I feel a muksuk close to her gisha. Tmei anyway. She's tmei anyway. I don't need a hargosha. Hoel, verosa dam nidus. Okay, hoel, verosa dam nidus. Now, it's not that we're going to consider this dam nida, not because it was suffix. Maybe there's hargosha. You don't need a hargosha. Even if she's certain that there was no hargosha, okay, she was absolutely sure she's still tmei because she discharged dam nidus. Okay, so we're not choshish for hargosha, because even if she didn't have a hargosha, she would still be tmei derabanan because of this kesem. Okay, it's only derabanan because, you know, it's only derabanan. It's hard to figure out why. Okay, those don't explain exactly why. Yeah.
Why
No, so, no, but according to Tosas, we're saying that you don't need the Hargosh if we know that it's done from the... Right, okay, okay. Yeah, all right, okay, yeah. So on a Darbana level, when it comes to a Kesem, right, even if there's no Hargosh, the woman is to me, why did they make that Gzera? That's what I'm saying, why did they make that? That's so preposterous. It was, you know, the Mistama is because of Chomer of Nida, you know, you have to say something like that, okay? In other words, just to strengthen the Dima of Nida. But according to Tosas, we're not Choshesh of the Hargosha. She's made the Rabbanon anyway, okay? Again, the Tosas doesn't explain why they made that. That's what I'm saying. Tosas doesn't explain why they made the Gzera. You're right, the Rabbanon, but why they're going to make such a Gzera? According to Rashi, the reason why, because we're Choshesh, maybe the Rabbanon were concerned, maybe there was a Hargosha and she didn't feel it. But according to Tosas, you don't need the Hargosha anyway, so why they make the Gzera the Rabbanon? That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? In other words, and the Teretz is Mislam, it's the Mechazik, the strength of the Dinam of Nida. Okay, so according to Tosas, there's no Suffolk by Ksonim. Okay, we're assuming Vada is Min HaMokar. Okay, but Midaraisa, she's Tahora, because, as you just said, that there's no Hargosha. Midaraisa, she's, again, straight. Midaraisa, that's why the Pala, you need a Hargosha. Okay, Midaraisa, whatever the Hargosha is, but the Midaraisa, that's the Xeris HaKosav, the Mibsara. You know, that's your Targish Mibsara. That they're not arguing about. No one argues about that. Midaraisa, but here, Midaraisa, she's Torah without a Hargosha. And the Chacham goes there, but not because of Suffolk. Not because maybe, no, there were goes there for whatever the reason, to strengthen the Dimim Nida. There were goes there that we're going to treat her as, you know, as this Kesem is a regular, you know, Davina marker. Okay, so that's what comes out. That's Tosas. Machlokas, Rashi and Tosas. Okay, so, yeah. So now what emerges from Tosas, let's just think this through. Yeah.
Why isn't Rashi Sefer Daraisa? Why Rashi
should
be
Sefer Daraisa? Yeah, so hold on a second. We'll see in a second. Probably because since you have the Xerxes HaKosav Bibsara, so that we wouldn't necessarily say Sefer Daraisa in this case. The Xerxes HaKosav tells us only when it's Bibsara. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Just give me one more second. Okay, but I want to just clarify. See, it's according to Tosas. So we get this straight. According to Tosas, all right. Let's stick with Tosas for a second. Okay, according to Tosas, let's say we know that there was dam in Amokar. All right, so midoraisa, she would still be tahora, because if there's no hargosha, you know, we know that it's not. We know for sure it's dam in Amokar. Okay, so according to Tosa, it comes out, in order to have Nida Daraisa, there has to be Hargosha and Damina Mokar. Okay, the Hargosha doesn't tell us that it's Damina Mokar, according to Tosa. Tosa will say it's a Siba. Right? Tosa says it's a Siba. You need both, the Daraisa. Now, if we know that the Dam is Mina Mokar and there was no Hargosha, so Daraisa, on a Daraisa level, she won't be Tame. She won't be a Nida. However, the Bona made Xera that she is a Nida, even without the Hargosha. Okay, and then that's exactly what you hear. Say it again. I'll make sure we get this straight. Okay, according to Tosas, we just read. All right, if we know this Dam in Amokar, we can prove it. We know this is Dam in Amokar, but there is no Hargosha, Midoraisa, she is not an Ida. Okay, because Midoraisa, if there's no Hargosha, she's not an Ida. She has to have the Hargosha, and we have to know that it's Dam in Amokar. According to Tosas, it's not that the Hargosha doesn't tell us that it's Dam in Amokar. Hargosha is a Siba. Tosas opts for that tzad, you need both, Damin HaMokar and Hargosha, the Oraisa. Okay, it's the Oraisa.
That's on the same page as that, no?
Well, let's see. We'll see in a second. Lav Dafka. Okay? Because you could argue, I'm saying Tosas first. Okay, according to Tosas, even if we know that it's Damin HaMokar, the woman would still be Tahara the Oraisa if there was no Hargosha. And Midrabanan, the Rabbanan made Xera that we're going to consider her neither anyway, even without the Hargosha. That was the Xera Darbanan. That even without the Hargosha, we're going to consider her not no Suffolk. We acknowledge there's no Hargosha. There was no. We're not saying maybe there was. No, there was no Hargosha. So Midaraisa, she's Tahara. And Midrabanan, she's a Nida, even without the Hargosha. Kach Gozu Kachana. But according to Rashi, the Hargosha, you could argue, is needed to let us know that this is Dam in HaMokar. Okay, to let us know. So without the Hargosha, we're not sure whether this is Dam in HaMokar or not. Okay, so the Chachamim said, yeah, let's be Suffolk, we'll treat it as Dam in HaMokar, because maybe the taka was a hargosha. Right? That's why I think it's a machlokas, actually. I think that Rashi is opting for the simon approach. Rashi is saying that the hargosha is needed to ascertain, to let us know that this is dam in hamakor, okay? And therefore, without the hargosha, we're not sure whether this is dam in hamakor or not, okay? So midoraisa we make. We'll see what I say your question in a second. And midorabanan, they'll say no, because we're saying maybe there was a hargosha. Maybe there was taka hargosha. And just she didn't realize it, all right? One other relevant gemara to this is the...
Maybe she missed it.
I mean, the Rashi would agree that the Hargosha is a must also. The Rashi would also say that the Hargosha... Maybe she's under... See, the way there's a hechruch to say that from Rashi, because Rashi is saying she didn't realize. Rashi would agree that Hargosha is an absolute must, and the Gzera the Rabbana was that maybe there was Hargosha. Not that. You see, would Rashi agree? I suppose you could say that. That's not how Tosus learned Rashi, though. If you look at Tosus, when Tosus says "ein nira," he says "afilu muchzaklo shalei hergisha tmeya hol verosa dam nidus." It sounds like he's arguing with Rashi on that, and Rashi would say, "No, I don't know that it's dam nidus. That's part of the suffix." I think the way Tosus understood Rashi is the way I'm saying it. You hear what I'm saying? Look at the words.
This is always quoting Rashi.
Okay, it was a Pirsha Kodesh. The Tlin Tama Kodesh. Ain't there the feel of Muxa Club? What's that?
Yeah, amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So according to the way Tosus, you want to insist that from the words of Rashi, Dilma Argish, well, I'm a deity, you may be right. Okay, but I don't think that's what Tosa learns, Rashi. Because Tosa says, "Ain't near the feel of muksiklus for gisha tmei hol barosa dam nidus." According to Rashi, you know, okay, that's what Tosa learns, Rashi. All right. Now, one other gemara that's relevant in this discussion is a Mishnah that plays with this as well. But first, let me just go back to the other issue. Go back to three for a second. Rav Ashi Omar, okay. Rav Ashi says something else. Shmuel, because Tosa deals with this too. Okay. He says it's got nothing to do with Hargosha per se. Look at Rashi. Look in the second part of Rashi. Look at the second part of the Gemara, really. I'm Nechesam and Aleph, three. The second part of the Chesam of three. Rav Ashi Omer, Shmuel Hud Omer Krib Nechemia. The Tanan of Nechemia Omer, Kol Dovash, Enema Kabal Tuma, Enema Kabal Ksama. We have a Kula by Ksamim. By the way, I should use this as an opportunity to mention, you know, this whole discussion is about whether neither the Raisa nor the Rabbanan, right? Who cares? We're from Jews. We keep the Rabbanans also, right? But no, but there are a lot of different, a lot of kulas when it comes to Ksamim and so on and so forth that we wouldn't apply, you know, with a regular neither. There are kulas, there are very many important kulas when it comes to Ksamim that wouldn't apply if she had a Hargosha, like I said before. Okay, if you want to talk her, you okay? If you talk her, had a Hargosha, so then all these kulas, you know, that it's not makabel tuma. So one of the rules of a ksamim is we have a rule that kol davar, nechemim or kol davar, she'ena makabel tuma, ena makabel ksamim. Okay? That we don't have to be machmir when the kesef is found on something which is not makabel tuma. Okay, and it's the whole issue with cloths and so on, toilet paper, which is, you know, it's all in the garbage, not makabel tuma. All these issues, there are many kulas with ksamim, right? It has to be a certain size, okay, and it has to be a certain color. You know, the size makes a difference, like ksamim, going back to your point, maybe even before. It doesn't make a difference when it's actually a regular period, okay, and it has a hargosha. We said that Mishnah said that any, there's no minimum size, right? Even kosher. But a kesem has to be the size of a grisa old, you know, the size of, I'll have to discuss when we get to it too, exactly how big it is. But it has to be a certain size for it to be a problem when it's a kesem. Okay, and it also a kesem does not apply when it's on found on family, not a kabbal tumah. That's this Mishnah, which is more quotes here. The Tana, Rechemi Omer, Kol Dover Shein Kabbal Tumah, and a kabbal ksamim. Okay, so Rashi says, or Ashi Omer, Taima the Shmuel the Omer Leel Bodka Karka Olam Lav Mishum Hargosha. All right, here's a whole different. Ravashi learned the sugya differently. Shmuel's kula that she's tahora back in source two, right? The beginning of the Zion Bays. Omer Shmuel Bodka Karka Olam Yosha Umotza Damala Tahora is not because. The Shinema Rasara Aja Targis Rasara, but that's not the Iker. The Iker is that it's not because of Hargosha, Ella Kerabi Nechemia, Cyrilay. The Omar, Lo his Kiracha Chaman, Xeris Kesem, Ella Aldava Makabal Tuma. The whole Chumra was only something Makabal Tuma. In this particular case, it's Shmuel Toma, she sat on something on the ground, it was not Makabal Tuma. And that's why he's Tahora. Hilchov Kalaf Tiyutalav Kushu, that answers a lot of the kashas against Shmuel from those other cases. Because all the Toshmas in that Gemara, we saw three of them. I think there were a couple more that we didn't see there. All those Toshmas were all cases which were talking about Hargosha. She had a Hargosha from the motion of, first thing was, she had a Hargosha from Meir Aglaim, right? She had a Hargosha from the motion of, moving the cloth. For the check. She had Hargosha from her husband being inside. The ultimate Hargosha. If you hold like, you have to read the Gemara differently. What are you going to do with the Peshenemar Bisara Chitagish Bisara? Okay, maybe that wasn't part of Shmuel's statement or that, whatever. However, Rav Ashi will learn. But Rav Ashi was saying all those kashas were out the window because all those kashas had to do with Hargosha issues. She felt something else. But according to Rav Ashi, Shmuel's not talking about Hargosha at all. Shmuel says that she's Torah because the kesem was on something which is not makabel to him. Okay? The Shmuel lo ayrib argosha kalal. Okay, it's not the mashmos in the flow of the Gemara back in 2. Because it sounds like shenemar b'sara acha targish b'sara. Okay? You have to work that out differently. But look now in Tosus, in the second part of 5. Rav Ashi nami modal del Shmuel heche del hergisha tahor ben ha-torah otzmei d'rabona. This part works out well because Rav Ashi is moda to Shmuel that even if she doesn't have a hargosha, okay, she doesn't have a hargosha, she's that Shmuel's din will be, in other words, Rav Ashi is moda that if she doesn't have any hargosha, she's tahora min haTorah, utmei midrabbanan. Ela asi lefusha that if they found on karka, she's not even tmei midrabbanan. Okay, she's not even found on. Okay, I just want to put that in for the completion. We'll have to get back to that when we talk about the kabbal tumas. We'll come back to that too. But anyway, the main thing I want to get out of here is what it seems to be my focus. Rashi and Tosfos, certainly Tosfos and Rashi. Okay, getting back to the Siman Seba question, what does hargosha tell us? Do we say hargosha is simply indicative of the fact that this dam is dam and amokra, okay? Or Or do we say that no? You need both dam min har amokra and hargosha. It's a two-step process, okay? And that's how we know that you need that it came from the earth and that, okay? And that it's and it was hargosha, and that's what Machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, so let's take a look now at source number 6. Another important piece of this puzzle is the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Nida Nun Chesam Beit. It's the same topic, it's the next topic, the next moment, but it's a related topic. The Mishnah says as follows. Maise b'isha achas shebos lifnei Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah tells the story. A woman once came to Rabbi Akiva with a shiloh. Okay, a woman came to Rabbi Akiva with a shiloh. Maise ubos b'isha achas shebos lifnei Rabbi Akiva. Amalo. Raisi Kesem. She came with a man. Yeah, she saw Kesem. Amala Shema Maka Haisabeh. Did you have any sort of injury, some kind of a scratch or a cut or something like that, or irritation or something like that that may have caused dam? So she said, Amala Hain. Yes, I did. However, Mechaisa, it already healed. I had something, but it already healed. Okay, that's the story. She said it was healed. Okay, so the Rekiva continued, Shema Yachol Ligola Ulhotidam, but maybe it can open up sometimes a scab. You know, you have a scab, you have a cut. And it, he, you know, what's the word? What's the medical? Coagulant? No, not coagulant. It's something. I don't know what happens with a cut. You have a cut and it comes back together. Whatever it is, it becomes a scab. Okay, so there's some medical term for it. So the it can't open. Sometimes it opens up. We've all had scabs that opened up and started to bleed again. So he said, maybe you said that it healed, but maybe Taka can open up. And she said, oh, hey, yeah, it could. The tear of Akiva. Akiva told her, she's tar. Okay, Akiva was makel. Okay, she was makel. And she said, even if she had a cut there, maybe the cut opened up again. That's what the dam came from. All right. Now, Ro Talmid of Mistaklim Zebazeh. I guess this is where Akiva either talked about it. I don't know if the one came in front of the Talmid. Also, whatever, but the Talmid were all looking at each other like, what? You know, they all looked funny because, well, what's he talking about? Okay. So Akiva said, Amalahem, ma davar kasher b'neichem. What are you so? Because the Talmidim seemed to be puzzled in plain English about this psak by Rabbi Akiva, the kula, he was makel for her. They all looked at each other. What's Rabbi talking about? Right? So he says, ma davar kasher b'neichem. Shelo amr chacham hadavar lahachmer el lahakel. Okay. The chachamim they were makel when it comes to ksamim. The purpose of ksamim is to be makel. He said, shenemar beisha ki tiazava dam ye. Zova bivsara dam below kesem. Okay, dam below kesem. That's what Akiva said. Back to Tar Pusik again. Back to source one. Right, characters on Pusik Yitas and Meikra. Ishki is zova dam ye zova bivsara dam below kesem. All right, so that's why it was Makel here in this case. This was a kesem. She said that's how the mission started, right? So it was a kesem. So we make on a kesem. All right. So now, what's the issue? What was the issue in this Mishnah? So apparently, so again, why did he quote the pasuk? Now it comes back to the U.S. before Nate. You know, why don't we say, well, wait a minute, there's a suffix here, right? We don't know this dam came from inside her, right? And Akiva pressured her and said, well, maybe there was a cut. Yeah, had a cut for heel, but yeah, maybe it could open up. So yeah, it could open up. Oh, okay. Goodbye. You're tahor. Right? So why don't we say Seika the Raisel Chumra? Maybe it was Taka Dam Nidus. Why don't we say that? So that's it. No, because that's the Xeris HaKosav, right? Dam Yez Zova Bivsara. And Dam Okasem, right? In effect, the Torah itself, that's what we keep a quote, the Torah itself is telling us, don't say Seika the Raisel Chumra here. Don't say Seika the Raisel Chumra here. All right, that's the kula. Dam below kesem, and don't. And if it's not real dam, it's not a real flow. It's only a kesem. Don't say, don't say. And again, obviously, there's no hargosha and so on. But don't say sacred rice of chomer over here. Now, yeah.
It sort of just begs the question of what is the definition of kesem versus dam? I think that pasuk is saying there's blood in the right area, but. There's this new category called
Kesem,
a subcategory of Dam coming from that area.
Okay, but I'm saying it's as if the Torah is telling us don't apply second device to the home here. That's what I'm saying. Right? We don't have to be, huh?
I don't,
we have parallels to that.
I mean, I don't know.
That's
not how the
judge
seems to be stated.
I just
don't say stuff
like that. He's saying that when it's Dam, the local, we don't, when it's Kesem, we can. We don't have to say it that way. The Kesem, we can disregard it. We have a reasonable reason to disregard it. We'll disregard it. That's what it is. We won't apply.
The Kesem itself is Darabana. So we can be told that. If she came with Maradam, you couldn't be told that.
No, but
the Kesem.
Right, but why are we not Choshish here? Why are we not Choshish here that maybe this Dam came from inside, from the Minamakar? The Kim is catching it. She had a cut. Okay. She had a, but so what? So we're not sure. We're not sure that she had, I mean, if she had a cut, she had irritation, but that doesn't mean automatically it didn't come from the mocker, does it? In other words, it still could have come from the mocker, right? So the answer, it's the same. The answer is because by Kesem or Makel, okay? But he's saying because of Dam below Kesem.
It sounds like it's bringing it from Kesem below Apophi is there one, and then with Leo, we were mocked. But it's not bringing it, oh, we have this might be Dereisa. By the way, it's not Dereisa.
No,
I'm asking. I'm just, that's how the mission came up to me. I'm not sure.
Let me see again. Hold on. In other words, say what you're saying again?
That it sounds like he's saying that there's this world of summon.
Yes.
Certain types of maris that are called kesem versus dam. And some maris there are banan. And we, there are lots of kulas we can do tuya. And then with and summon. But if it was a real maris dam, that's a faisha shidara.
Yeah, why isn't the kesem? Why isn't the kesem a problem? That's the drasha.
This is world of summon.
That's what Rakiva is saying, Davalo Kesem.
That's not what the word
said. Okay, but again, what gives us the right to make that question of to make that chilik if we have a dinner sake of the rice l'chumah? Maybe especially again, the Mishnah says even a tiny droplet of dam. Why is this not dam? Why do we introduce? We just take it a step backwards. Why are we introducing this concept of Kesem? What gives the right to introduce that chilik? Right, why is it that chiluk?
I'm still don't know what the chiluk is. Like, what is the difference in dam and kesem?
All right, hold on a second. Yeah.
The difference between dam and kesem is that kesem is an harbasha.
Right.
But our question is, why are we able to say something is kesem? Because it should be a suffix. She might have had an harbasha.
Well, especially if you hold that the harbasha. Is yeah, yes, yes. In fact, yeah, that's exactly right. Okay. In other words, my point is that we should say that if she found this dam, okay, especially it's according to Rashi, who said that there's a hargasha without, and maybe she didn't notice it and so on. So why aren't we machmir? And so creating this concept of kesem has to be based on the fact that we're not saying shekhar the rice l'chumra. There is a objectively speaking, there is a suffix on this dam that we found here, right? There is a suffix. Did it come from an irritation, a cut, or did it come from the mucker? We don't know for sure, all right? So the drasha is that we can say dam alo kesem. That's the drasha. But why don't we say, we're saying the right doesn't apply here because of the drasha. Mashallah davadome. By mamzer, suffolk mamzer, right? So the din is a suffolk mamzer is allowed to marry. Okay, why? What do you mean? Shekhar the Isa Chumah? The answer is no, we have a drasha. Mamzer, vada, below mamzer, no suffolk mamzer. You know what I'm saying? In other words, that just opens the hear my point? That opens the door. That lets us in. It's a drasha simply telling us, again, if this confuses you, so forget it. I'm just saying the drasha is simply telling us don't apply Shekhar the Isa Chumah here. Okay, I'm giving the comparison of mamzer. So someone who's a suffolk mamzer is allowed to marry. What do you mean? Shekhar the Isa Chumah. Okay, maybe she's a mamzer, or he's a mamzer, whatever. The answer is, we have a drasha called Loyoba mamzer, mamzer vada, below mamzer suffolk. Meaning the drasha tells us, don't apply Shekhar the Isa Chumah here. So it's the same concept here. The drasha is telling us, don't apply Shekhar the Isa Chumah here. However you want to construct it, but the first step is that. But if you hear? The first step.
The definition of kesem is lo baba hargasha, right? It's baba that came with hargasha. That's
so one second, but
it's not
especially according to Rashi, but maybe there's hargasha and she didn't notice it. That's what I'm saying. Maybe there's hargasha and she didn't notice it. Why are we choshish for that? Maybe there was hargasha.
So this is the Rashi telling me according to Rashi.
So hold on. I'll get to that in a second. Okay, that's part of what the. You know, the Aruch HaNer is talking about a little bit in 7. Okay, but hold on. So, in any event, in this case, in the Mishnah, there is some sort of a suffix. We don't know where it comes from. And, and we won't, and that's a drosh of dam below kesem. All right? So, the question, though, is, so one second, here's a case of suffix. Where did dam come from? Rukiva said, that we're makel. Rabbi Akiva said that we're makel because in this case, the kesem, there was no hargosha. So now the question is, so what is Shmuel adding? Once you have this Mishnah on Daftan Ches on the base, what does Shmuel add by telling us on the Zion of an Aleph, Amar Shmuel, Baka Karkam Vashal, Motsa Damale Torah? Well, wait a minute. Because Asher targets Rav Soro, that the Rekiva told us that already. Rekiva already opened the door, telling us we're Mekel when there's a suffix. You follow?
According to Rashi.
Yeah. Okay. So, in other words, the question is, what is the let's see. Now, let's spell that out. Actually, could Tosus agree? According to Tosus, you need the Hargosha separately. Okay, let's leave it like Rashi for a moment. All right. So, but even according to Tosus, it's still what Shmuel adding. Because basically, Rabbi Akiva already said when you have a suffix, you can be makel, right? When you have a suffix, you can be makel. There is no hargosha, and there's no hargosha here either. So why couldn't it work according to Tosus? It work according to Tosus too. This kash I'm talking about. What is Shmuel adding to Rabbi Akiva? That's the question. All right. In other words, basically, Rabbi Akiva said that when there's no hargosha, so we can be makel. Right? And Hargosha will consider it Kesem, we can be Mekel. So Shmuel's not saying, when there's no Hargosha, we'll be Mekel. I'm the dominant. I think the question would work out either way, whether you say Hargosha is indicative of dominant Marco or it's a separate step. It's still the same Kasha. Right? What, you hear the Kasha? What is Shmuel adding to Bekiva? That's the question. All right? I mean, Shmuel's doesn't add anything. This is a case of Suffolk. In other words, this is also a case of Suffolk where the Dom came from, right? She got up and saw Dom. She didn't feel anything, so we don't know where they came from. There was an ant there, a mosquito that got splattered. So that's where the dam is from. We don't know. So Rekiva already said to make it when there's no hargosha and there's some kind of a suffix. All right, you hear the question. So the Aruch Laner there, Vetlinger there in Nida on source 7. The Chesmel, Bigmar Shmuel who don't come into Amar Leidim came Eichshach at time the Amar Shmuel. Shemazaj target to store cave the little iron claw, that's something else. First he deals with that other sheet, the Shmuel Hudamakrab Nechemi, the Ravashi's thing. That's what he deals with in the beginning. Okay. But yeah. You see, five lines out. Avol lefi Rashi, the Shmuel Ayer Bargosha Klal, Lahaki Kohanitus Ela Lakushin. You know, in Kain Koshet Ma Omar Shmuel Shenamar Bivsora. Okay, what does Shmuel add to Rekiva? Who already said that Dam Velo Kesem? All right, and once Rekiva introduced the world of Dam Velo Kesem, so what does Shmuel add? And this is also Kesem, right? So Dam Velo Kesem, there's no Argosha. All right, I mean he makes it. Tully in that other discussion, you know, about what Rashi said, the Shmuel is not, but you don't need to come to that. All right, so he says like this. So, here's your hacking around, okay? Follow? Yerach Laner says, Yesh Lomar. Take a look, 3, 6, 7 lines down there in the source 7 towards the end of the line. Omnam Yesh Lomar. The other Abu, Bezem Muvan Drosh and Rekiva. The Lom of War Klal, Eich Yalaf Midam Lamayit Kesem. Kesem is also blood. Right? Kesem is blood, it's not paint. So it's also blood, right? Dari Kesem Gam Kain Dam Nidu. Came on the little and little was whatever Rachel. Chayne Shlomo did drushes of Rekiva. He drushes Shmuel Khan. Ushmuel and Arach Mefarish drushes of Rekiva. All Shmuel is doing, in effect, is clarifying or elaborating on Rekiva. Says the same pasuk, the same drusha. How do we come to down below Kesem? So he just says because Bivsar is a target for Bivsar. You know what I'm saying? That's the Aruch Laner. Came to see Dami as Bivsara, Hari Shalot Tima HaTorah, El Adam Sher Gisha Bivsara, Velo Kesem Shemotza. That's, what is Dami as Bivsara? It's only, she feels, whatever her gosh is, but she feels something. Okay, she feels Psichas Piyamokha, she felt Nizdazagufa, she felt Zivat Damalach, whatever she felt. But that's what the Torah is talking about. Okay? So, Hari Shalot Tima HaTorah, El Adam Sher Gisha Bivsara, Velo Kesem Shemotza, Kevin Shal Her Gisha. So that according to him, Shmuel is not really adding it, it's just before Shemekiva. He's explaining the drosha. Okay, and he says, Kenir Katsatsiot to the Rashba, and other rise to it. Okay? Yeah.
I don't mean to be too much of an amendment, but if there's no har gasha, then what's the safek?
Say it again.
There's no har gasha, right? It's dami hamakor. We know it's dami hamakor, but there's no har gasha.
Well, how do we know it's dami hamakor?
I mean,
how do we know it's dami hamakor? That was Rekiva's whole thing. Maybe it was a cut. Maybe it was an irritation. No, I don't know what dami hamakor. And she got up. Again, he doesn't see. He doesn't suggest it. Maybe there was. In Shmuel's case, she bodka, but maybe there was something there. Maybe she sat on something that crushed him. She crushed an ant or whatever. You know, so I'm saying we don't know. We don't know. Okay, but presumably the chiddush is presumably not enough.
But it's not anyways. It's not Rashi.
Yeah, but no. So again, I come back to Tosfos. According to Rashi, you can say that.
I just said it.
What did he say? Okay, Michelle Gish, you mean? No, but right, but this is what's telling you, you need the Hargosha. This is part of the Drosha. This is part of the Drosha. It's telling you, you need the Hargosha. That's not been given before. That's good for this Drosha. Dami is over Bib Sora, Shanemar Sora, Achatagi Sora. This is the source that you need the Hargosha. This part, that's all the same Drosha. That's good for this drasha.
They look like two different drashas, but they're really the same drasha.
Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what our Hanar is saying. Yes, exactly. I'm sorry, I didn't make that clear. Yes, I think that's exactly what he's saying. Yes, it's the same thing. Shmuel's just elaborating, right? He's saying, Yeshlama, the drashas of Rabbi Kiva, he drashas Shmuel. Shmuel interrupted before Joshua Bekiva. Came to see Dam Yezova Bibsora, Hari Shaltima, Hatora El Adab Shergisha Bibsora. This tells us that Hargosh is pivotal. Okay. Below Kesim Shemotza, came in Shargisha. Zev is Zev, Shamar Bekiva, Shanem, Harbi Isha, etc. Dam Yezova, Sora, Dam, below Kesim.
Kesim, the definition of Kesim is anything that's above the Hargosh. And right.
It's just building off of that same drosha.
Same thing.
Yeah, right. Correct. That's what Aruch HaNer is saying. Unless I'm misreading it, you agree? I mean, no, I think that's what he's saying. Those are the key lines here. Okay, again, Lachin Yishlomar. It's 3, 6, 7 lines in the top, 8 lines in the top. Lachin Yishlomar. It's those 3 lines, right? Lachin Yishlomar, the drosha of Akiva, he drosha Shmuel. Ushmuel interact with forest rush to the Kiva. Kevin the Cleve Dam Yezova Bibsor. Hari Shalotima Hatora El Adam Shirgisha Bibsor. This is telling us that our Gosha is pivotal. This is the Torah is telling us that our Gosha is a sine qua non, right? Now, the low Kesem Shemota, and not Kesem. That's the same thing as not below Kesem, in effect, right? That's what he's saying. All right, below Kesem Shemota, Kevin Shalhagisha, Vizesh, Shamar Kibish, and Emma Risha, etc. Dam Yezova Bibsor, not below Kesem. I think it's the same pasuk, right? It's not two different places. It's the same pasuk. So that's how he learns it. And he also came near.
Didn't come up in this whole Gemara, though.
Right, we're asking the question.
I'm saying, like, it's just interesting.
Yeah, and Echanami, right.
Basically, one Amidah.
Yeah, you're right. And it's a little funny. Now, yeah, and the Gemara should have said, "My Kamash on Shmuel, I agree with you." That's an interesting question. Why did the Gemara do all this? Why was it left up to Aharon? That's dominance in question. Okay, I don't have a good answer to that. You're right. I mean, the Gemara should have linked. You're right.
Have this whole discussion.
Yes, on the same way, the same moment. Yeah, it's backwards. He's saying Shmuel's before. Okay, you know that I can't answer. That's an interesting question. That's an interesting question. Okay. Anyway, a few lines later, again, to maybe 5 lines in the bottom. Haresh Meforesh Dam Velo Kesem Masherosa Vahargosha Velo Masherosa Velo Hargosha. That's what Dam Velo Kesem, there you see it again. Dam Velo Kesem means Masherosa Vahargosha Velo Masherosa Velo Hargosha. See that? That's about 4 or 5 lines from the bottom. That's also a key line, right? Again, Haresh Meforesh Meforesh Dam Velo Kesem means Masherosa Vahargosha Velo Masherosa Velo Hargosha. Mizek Moshe Kesavti Shmuel Forest Joshua the Bekiva. Okay, that's the Aruch HaNer. All right, so, Then he works it back into Rashi. Okay, now, others are not, well, I printed over here a tshuva from the Rabbah, actually. Okay, and the tshuva, we also have shells of tshuva's Rabbah. All right, so the tshuva's Rabbah is in Sadi Zion. Relates to this. And it'll maybe crystallize the point I said before. The issue here is, in the Rabbah, is Shaltam al dvar kesem shematzos isha b'chaluka. Okay, woman found a kesem on her garment. All right, this is a Jewish Muslim in Tzadi Zion. So to mention, I think Rav Sheffel also likes to point out that sometimes, you know, just because the Ramor writes something in a tshuva and the Beis Yosef writes something in a tshuva, it doesn't mean, well, Ashkenaz and Father Ramor. You know, that's in the Shulchan Aruch. Ramor and the Beis Yosef corresponded in some of the tshuvas, not this one. Okay, but they didn't correspond. So he had a number of cases where, you know, we would follow what it says in the Beis Yosef, even though we don't say, oh, Ashkenaz and Father Ramor. That's, well, Ramor has a comment in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, but the Ramon Tshuva is not necessarily, you know, weightier for Ashkenazim than the Beis Yosef Tshuva. Okay, anyway, you heard him say that? I mentioned that.
The Shulchan Aruch is Pesach
and
Kuvo, and the
Mosh Shittim
are his own opinion.
Oh, that's Lashon. Yeah, okay. I don't remember saying that exact Lashon, but anyway. Okay.
And the Yom Yom says that we follow the Ramon not because the Ramon is the greatest place ever, because he's according to men.
Right. And that's why a lot of times Ramor writes between, you know, Vano Nogim or, you know, Nino Sela Nogim. Yeah. Okay, anyway. Right. So anyway, Shushaltam al Dvar Kesen Ratzis Rachaluka, while Yosim and Gris, oh, it was a little bigger than Gris is some kind of bean, you know, it was bigger than a requisite size. She was Shir Kesem Atame. Ach Shahayal Isha Mokom Lislos Bar Kesem. However, she had other things to be told. In the Kesem, she had a lot of cuts and scrapes. She had a lot of, you know, cuts and bruises and whatever else on her body. You know, with blood could have, mosquito bites, whatever else, where the blood could have come from. Okay? And here's the key for us. When she had a kesem, she also discharged when she various other colored liquid or fluids from the body. Okay? And this, now the chalukah, the garment, had stains from these other fluids. Okay, it sounds a little messy, but that's what it was. Okay, over rosh kesem echamek samahayim hayanim samara odem manal. But one of those with places where she had the stains from these other colored stuff, which were not dumb. Other, you know, body discharge other fluids, sweat, other things that come out of the body. Okay, in different parts of the body. So she had other types of stuff, and one of the places was the red colored dam. You know, that was the problem. Okay, so that's who he's asked about. So he writes, Tshuva, let's look at here. Afal gav d'chacham hekilu harbe b'inyan haksamim ha'ol v'ayim b'divrein. That's rule number one. I said before, the reason we want to know always what we're dealing with the Reish D'Rabbanan is we can be mekel, we don't want to be mekel. Can I read a parakor of Kesem? Sh'amar Bekiva, that's our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva found his students was all puzzled when he's mekel. But Rabbi Kiva, Tamir Shalom, Amar Kom L'Hachmad V'Lachachal Shanema, etc., right? Damar Kesem. All right? Nonetheless, Mikol Mok Mikhagav Nira the Tmeya. Look what he says, this is the key for us. Mikol Mok, the third line of that second paragraph. Mikol Mok on Bekiai Gavna Nira the Tmeya Me'achar the Ikaho Chocha Shebo Mimena im HaKesem Alovan. We have strong evidence that this dam came out of her Mokor. Okay? Because when she, her particular circumstances are, okay, that when she has her period, when she has regular damnida, it's accompanied by these other fluids, okay? And lo and behold, these other fluids were on her garment or undergarment, whatever it was, together with the red color, the regular, what seemed to be dam. So the Ramah is saying that in this particular case, what happens? Okay, we know there's strong evidence that this is Taka Damina Mokar, because when she has a flow of Damina Mokar, it's accompanied by colors. Here there's something red, and lo and behold, these other fluids are there. So there are more rights. Because those things also can be discharged from the same part of the body. All right, he writes, "Bim kain biyadua shenifta'a hamakor." So I don't want to go into that particular case. What's the Ramah saying? If we know, if we have other evidence, remember I told you before, lu yitzir, we can determine for sure that the dam came in hamakor. So then we're not interested in hargosha. Nir da'azlina lechumra me'achar shiyadua shenifta'a hamakor. All right, and he says, we, according to Ramah, basically in this tshuva, if we have some other way of knowing that the mokar was open, then midrabanan, even midrabanan, we have to assume that the dam came from the mokar. We can't be making. right? So the Rambam is weighing in on the side that the even though there's no Hargasha, again, there's no Hargasha, but it doesn't matter because he's, see, and this is true anyway, weighing in on the side that you don't need the Hargasha. Hargasha is only to tell us as a simon that the uterus opened up. That's what the Hargasha tells us. But here we have other evidence to tell us that the Hargasha, that the uterus, the Makar opened up, that therefore you don't need the Hargasha. And he wants to be a Machmir, you're going to derive all. That's what comes out from that Rambam. I printed in source 9, the Sidri Tara. Okay, the Sidri Tara is printed in the Shulchan Aruch, important, very lengthy but important work.
Is
there lining up with more like Rashi? I think the Rambam is lining up by saying that it's a that it's a simon. It's more like Rashi, I think. That it's a simon. Okay? That according to Rashi, the Hargasha has to let us know that it's Damin HaMokar, right? And therefore, right, that's what we see with Rashi, no? Without the Hargasha, we're not sure whether Damin HaMokar or not, because, yeah, that's, I think that's what he lines up over here. All right, the Sidri Tara in the Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sukkot Tzadi Gimel. That's what would appear. That's what would appear. That even our bottom, we don't have a kula here. We don't have a kula here because we know that this is Minah Mokar. I, there's no Hargasha, but then you don't need Hargasha. Hargasha was only
the
tell.
Just the Tamei Kesem, which is your bottom?
No, he's saying that.
You don't have Kuya. It's a Kesem, which is Tamei.
No, I think he's saying that even I think he's saying even Daraisa because you don't, he's saying you don't need the Hargasha. You don't need a Hargasha in this case. That's how I understood it. You don't need a Hargasha in this case. You don't need to have a Hargasha when we have other evidence that this is Mamish Dam and Amokra. There's no, it's not a Kesem. It's not a Kesem. We don it as a real Dam. Okay? I wish I should have printed that later. I just can't remember now why I printed it here. But getting back to the other issue we're talking about, the issue with the Aruch HaNer, okay, the Sidre Tara, it's in Kutsari, Sivkot, and Sari Gimel. Sidre Tara, again, is printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, small print, very extensive, long, long commentary. Okay, so he says, I think he disagrees with this Aruch HaNer, okay. In other words, he says that Akiva and Shmuel are not necessarily the same thing. You saw this? He seems to imply that it's not necessarily the same thing. Take a look in the Sidri Tara 9. Tara machalav din eksamon muskavis min zem matosi chovo levor ha de kamalon de eksamon de rabbonon umin ha Torah ein shum tum eksamon diri hakol tohori lebaila hafo mandara mokom akom atame kmo shavar, etc. Beza tamshu yeshu zeh shnei ponim ha echad keva de shalo behar gosha asya. The high time of Eina Isha Tmeila Baila Aydemitsius Ksaman. The Filu Ba'u Migufa, we call Makam, Kerim the Shaloba Hagosha, also Tahorim. The Xeras Hakosavu, She'eina Isha Tmeila Elabaro Bahagosha. Ava Shaloba Hagosha, A Filu Ro Adam, Shofas Migufa. So this is one way to look at it. There's one way to look at it. All right? The same Hakir we had before, just spells it out. There's one way to look at it. I don't care, I mean, he's exaggerating, so I don't care if she sees blood pouring out. Okay, it doesn't matter. If there's no Hargasha, then that's it. Then she's Tahora. Hear what he says again. He says, "Digzeres Hakosavu she'ain ha'isha tmei elabaro b'Hargasha avo shelo b'Hargasha afilo ro hadam shofas migufa afilo hachi Tahora min haTorah." With the right, you need Hargasha, and I don't care how. Well, we know for sure this coming is pouring out. Doesn't matter. Okay. Ela shechachamim gozu b'ksamim shetitma labayla. Whichever way. But that's one way to look at it. But Odi Shlomar, Tam Acheret, Mishum Hachik Samadrabonim, the Hatorah Lotima Elahecha Devada Migufa Asio. See, this cuts to the nature of what is the kula, quote unquote, of ksamim. Okay? Is it the fact that there's no Hargasha? So he said, if there's midoraisa, the first way to look at it, if there's no Hargasha, I don't care how much dam is coming out, and she knows for a fact, we can determine scientifically and medically that it's absolutely coming in our marker. There's no Hargasha, there's no chiv midoraisa, it's only darbana. Or Odish on the second side is tam acher. The mishum hachi ksamim darbana. The Torah lo tima ela hecha devada miguvasha. Avoksamim the ikol amemer the me'alma asher lo asher Torah. Okay, the Torah only ushered when it's not a matter of hargosha. Avogav the me'alma kaimel on the shaker the rice of kumel. We call makom like I explained before. Khan xeris hakasa with the shaker shayu. Dumi the shayu Torah. The Siddur Torah kind of dispels it out. He gives an example. I gave an example of Mamzer. He gave or Suffolk Arla b'chutz l'aretz. You are kedushin. That's something you may remember. Suffolk Arla b'chutz l'aretz is mutu. Arla applies in chutz l'aretz too. It's a halacha which we see now. By Arla, right, in the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat for the fruit of a tree planted in Eretz Yisrael, right? The parsha starts there. It's in kedushin, right? Kisavol, what's that? Kisavol l'aretz or Kisavol l'aretz. Forgot that. I think it's of all arts. You know, come to Arjun, a tatim pre, tatim eight called pre. So the first three you can't eat all the posting parsha kadosh. First three you can't eat it. Fourth year it's karma netta ravai. You have to bring it to the Yerushalayim. The fifth year you can eat whatever you want. By the way, as a side point, just you know, it's interesting. Most fruit bearing trees don't grow too much anyway. The fruits in the first 3 years, not a mature enough plant to produce too much fruits anyway. So it's not really again that much, but. One time, maybe a couple years ago, I actually saw my brother-in-law was telling me that he showed me an article that they have now these things that you can inject into trees. Like, what do we call it? By us, we call it human growth hormones. So they have tree growth hormones. They can inject something in a tree to make it mature faster and produce fruits more quickly, which is good for, you know, production of fruit. So they understand why farmers want that. But it creates a problem with Arla. And there used to be with a limited problem because not so many fruit trees, bore fruit in the first 3 years anyhow. But now apparently you can, you know, hasten the maturation process of the tree. Anyway, but even though it says kisavola aretz, but chutz aretz, there is a dinner of arla as well. How is the dinner of arla? So how can you buy fruit? We go to the grocery store. They buy fruit, and we don't know where it was planted, when, and so on and so forth. The answer is because it's Suffolk. If you tackle and plant a tree in your yard and keep track of when you had it, it's a tackle and the dinner of Arlo to plant Chutz L'Aretz too. But when you go to the supermarket and you buy fruit, we have no idea. So Suffolk, Arlo, Chutz L'Aretz, Mutter. What's the Arlo, Chutz L'Aretz, Mutter? But, you know, anyway, so then he talks about, I'm not sure that I prefer the Mamzer example because Suffolk Arba Chutz holds Allah Chomash Misina anyway. I mean, we usually say Suffolk Darais Al Chumana, Allah Chomash Misina too. But anyway, that is the Siddur Tara. Now, so. What? Oh, so 1 second. So I think you can say like this. He, in other words, Rabbi Akiva, maybe this is what he means. All right, now that I look at it, I thought Leslie disagrees, but I think maybe he disagrees a little bit. Okay, when Rabbi Akiva says that the dam is tahor, okay, that's dafka when there's a suffix where the dam came from. That's his language. He says, right, we say we don't know. Unless I didn't photocopy the whole thing. Yeah, he says. Okay, when the Akiva said dam is tar, that's when there's a suffix as to where the dam came from. But if the dam is vada min amokar, okay, the Akiva perhaps wouldn't say it's cool. Not a matter of hargosha. It's not a matter of hargosha. Perhaps the Akiva in the Mishnah was simply saying whenever there's a suffix of where the dam came from. Whenever the suffix, where the dam came from, we're going to make it. If I can be told in something else, okay, then dam below kesem. It's not the same drosh. It's not connected to hargosha. Perhaps. Okay. I don't have evidence. I don't see now exactly what I'm saying in those words. Hecha devada megufa asya. Voksamim deika lememem me'alma asya lo osra Torah. You see that word in that line? Five lines on the bottom. The Torah lo tima el hecha devada megufa asya. He mentioned something about do the Shara Torah, Mamzer Suffolk. Right? He mentioned Mamzer. Okay. So in other words, I skipped a lot of it. Lo Asa Torah. And he just says why it's not circular eyes of Chumah. In other words, are we make with a kesem because there's no Hargosha? Okay, or we make because you don't know where it came from. It could be, and certainly based on what you said before, Nehi, the fact that the sugyas don't connect them, Could be two totally different dinim. Okay, Rabbi Kiva could hold. Let him do it Hagosha. If we have a suffix, where can that? That's the language. That's what I think the Siddur Torah is saying. Right? Son of the Ikal Meimer, the Me'alma also. We have no evidence that came from her. So then we can have a kula. That's Dam Belo Kesem. Dam means we know Vada it came from. Right? He says, the Torah lo tima ela hecha de Vada Megufa Asya. Right? That's the Rekiva. That's the Rekiva in the Mishnah. Right? And it's got nothing to do with Agasha. Okay? The Rekiva is saying that Dam is Torah when there is a suffix as to where maybe it came from. All right? But if we knew that it was Vada Ben Amokar, like that Ramoa, okay, and in that case, and that's why you want to print the Ramoa first, you can concoct a case where we can prove there's Taka Vada Ben Amokar. So then the Rekiva wouldn't say it's Kula. The Rekiva would not say the Kula. However, Shmuel would say that even if it's Vada Ben Amokar, okay, it's still not. We're still make if there's Argosha. So the two dinam are not necessarily connected. So its bottom line is, you know, Shmuel would say we're makel by a kesem because there was no argosha, whereas the Rekiva is saying we're only makel by a kesem. We know where it's from, but if we do know where it's from, then we wouldn't be makel. So it's possible that that's not the same thing. Okay, that it's not like the Aruch HaNer said that Rekiva is simply the Shmuel is simply modifying or clarifying Shmuel's did. Sorry, Shmuel is simply modifying what Rekiva's did. According to the way the way the Siddur Torah, I mean, again, it's not me, other Achron spelled out this way, but I think it's based on the Siddur Torah. He said that's the chiluk. And the truth of the matter is, it may go back to Rishonim like that. Besides Rashi tells us, take a look in source 10, the Chiddush Ramban, and Nidah Daf Nun Beis on Beis. The Chiddush Ramban, it's not the Hilchos Nidah, but the Chiddush Ramban. He writes, Afilo biyadua shemigufa chazyo, dvar Torah tahora. Okay. In other words, basically, the Chiddush Ramban, it's coming out like Tosas, right? That even if you know for sure that it came Megufa, Devar Torah Tahora, because he's saying you need Hargosha, right? Without the Hargosha, right? Without the Hargosha. The Hargosha is a Sibah, it's its own special requirement, right? It's its own requirement. Even if you know for sure Dam came from her, okay, we're still not Anida or Zavim Deraisa. Until she has Hargosha. That's a Siba, right? That's the Chiddush Ramban. You saw? And as he says, Afilo biyadua shemigufa, we know for a fact. Okay, the Ramah's case. The Ramah's not like this, right? But the Ramah's case, we know for a fact. I mean, unless you want to argue, it's also not a fact, it's circumstantial evidence, but that's not my issue now. What the Ramban is saying is, even if you know for sure, Afilo biyadua shemigufa havio, there are Torah tahor. Okay, the Ramah says she's still Torah, because no Hargosha. That's the Ramban. Like those, it's a Siba. Okay, but. In source 11, in Tosus Rid, okay, Tosus Rid in Nidah Daf Nun Zayin Beis on Shmuel statement, Omer Shmuel, okay, Bod Karkarim, etc., etc. Look at he says at the end of the first line 11. Pirish, okay, Pirish, Dafka im Hirgisha v'yod ashe yotza adam mibsara, okay, the Hirgish the Hargosha tells us that yada the yotza adam mibsara. The Hargosha tells us that, right? Tosus Rid is saying you need Hargosha and the idea that it came from her. Okay. In other words, it could be he's arguing with the Ramban. Hargosha tells us that the dam came from her. All right. I mean, you could argue it's not what he means. Okay. If you want to be a stickler, I wouldn't argue because he's just saying in Hirgisha Viyada. But the phraseology is in the Hargosha. You know, is telling us in Hirgisha Viyada she had some hadam. I'm sorry. Hargosha tells us that's how she knows that it came from her. Okay. Low here, Gisha shuts himself. Go and zeshin into Dam Bekarka. Tari, Domer, low Bodka Yofa. Okay, maybe there was something on the ground before. Right? She just didn't look. Who looked that carefully when you sit down? She didn't look that carefully. Right? Anyway, that's the Hargosha for the same reason as checking the ground, okay, to know where the Dam came from. That's the idea. So maybe it's a Machokas Rishonim. The Rashbo, in the Chedush Rashbo, they're in the Nazar Bay. They're in the Tarki in 12, okay, and it says, remember we had that case where you know some sort of a unformed embryo came out, you know, there's some kind of and the dam was in there. So ain margeshes b'tzias adam. That's why it's not a problem in that case. Adam below shvir. Remember we had that drasha. The Rashbo is saying because ain margeshes b'tzias dam. meaning she has to have Argosha. That's like the Ramban. She has to have Argosha. We're just the Rashba, the Talmud Ramban. You follow up. So then that's the question. So again, yeah. I just wanted to let me just give me a couple more minutes just to finish one other thing up over here. Everyone with me? So this is certainly, you know, it's really a question of what the Hargosha is. And really, and we saw different possibilities. The Ramban, the Rashba, say that even if we know the Dam came in a Mokar, she'll still be Tarmid the rights if there's an Hargosha. Okay, which is like, by the way, which is like Tosas, and then the others say no, they perhaps Tosas read, so Rashi would say it's more of a simon with those nafkaminas. Let me just do one other set of stuff, just a couple more cards if I can, because I want to get through this tshuva. There is another Gemara in Nida that's also relevant, Chaf Aleph Beis. I think maybe you brought this up once. Boy, Minei Reb Yirmiyahu and Rezira, Haro Adam B'Shofaris. Okay, Shofaris means some sort of a tube. Okay, Mahu. Pibsoro Amar Achmona. Right, look at Rashi says in 14. B'Shofaris. Hichnisa Kone Cholul. Be'osu Mokom Nimtsu V'Toch Adam. She inserted some sort of a tube, for whatever reason, medicinal reason, whatever reason. She inserted that part of the body, some sort of a tube. And now she took the tube, and there was Dam inside the tube. Not on her, but inside the tube. Okay, Nimtsu V'Toch Adam. So what's the din there? So bibs, and now it came from the mocker. She inserted it in such a way that it came from the mocker. So bibsora amar chana velobish foferes. Do we say bibsora, as Rashi says in 14? Dami is over bibsora. She yetzei derech kosle beis harechem. There ain't mafsik. It's got to come out through the vaginal canal, through the walls of the beis harechem, with nothing in the way. Otherwise, it's okay. The high korban idiksi, but parshishni and never bizova. Fine, you should be zovzov dom, etc. That's a local issue for that sugya. All right. The e bivsar odilma high bivsar mabayla shemitam evdim v'chutz. Okay. Or no, they have that bivsar teaches something else. All right. And bishofaris would still be a problem. Amalei bivsar marachona v'lo bishofaris. The e bivsar mabayla shemitam evdim v'chutz. You can't name a crab bibbasar. Very similar to the drasha we had later in the sechta. I mentioned earlier. My bivsar shvamin atarti. Okay. What about if a woman miscarried? And again, a piece of flesh came out. Okay, what's the story there? So it says, you have to open it up. Kora, open it. If there's taka dam inside, so she's tmeya. There's no dam inside, so she's tmeya. What do you mean? It should be the same thing. Why is that different than a tube? Why is that any different than a tube? You have bivsara, she didn't feel it. You hear the kasha. In other words, the Gemara just said that it came out through the tube. Okay, bivsar amar chana v'lobu shoferes. So if she only saw the dam in the tube and not against her flesh, not in her flesh, she's tahara. Okay, so why is it any different than a chaticha? The chaticha is like the tube. The blood was inside the chaticha, just like the blood was inside the tube. And yet by the chaticha, we say you have to open it up and there's taka dam in there. Dam ogur, there's collected blood in there. So then today, we'll have tahara. Okay, it's different because that's called bibsara. Right? Women have things in their flesh. So this is something else inside the flesh. People don't have tubes inside. So it's not bibsara. Okay. Anyway, so just from that, Gemara talks about feeling the tzias dam. So I just wanted to finish off. There's a tshuva. Shalom's a tshuva is Maram Lublin. Okay? Maram Lublin. Simon Bays of his choice, okay, on this topic. Take a look. He's writing to, look who he's writing to, 15. He says, if Yafa Pritor Karatsi Shufa, whatever, Omen Lace, Amen, Moreno Rav Yeshaya Segel. Okay, Segel is what? I don't know. Segel is a Levi. Segel is Roshiteva Segel, is Roshiteva Sgan Lakoin. Actually, we find a lot of people named Segel or Levium. That's why Segel or Segel, usually Levium, Segel. So the Maharil, who was a Levi, the name of the Maharil stands for Yaakov Levi, sometimes called Marie Segel. You'll see him quoted sometimes, the same as Marie Segel. So Samuel Gimel with the, like cats, it's coincidentic, right? Or other names like that became, Chalap, I think it's the Chassidim Rishonim of Medina's Poland, I think. Okay, so anyway, it's a lot of names in Rosh Hashanah. Anyhow, so Segel is one. So Yeshaya Segel, that's a Yeshaya Levi, better known to us as the Shalah. This tshuva was written to the Shalah.
Jeffrey
quotes Anbash. Anbash, yeah. So a lot of people too. I remember Shik. I mentioned Maram Shik. No shame he's called Kodesh. Right? He didn't like people using Kodesh names. Maram Shik. It was my first name, but then he was sucked his guns and. When they made the people pick last names, so he took the name Shem Yisrael Kodesh. Anyway, so a lot of these names are like that. There are other things like that also, I forgot. Anyway, so Rishaya Segel is a Shalom. So he says, Asher Dorosh Meiti, Azram Asher Kosso, Apostle, Azram Torah, Eina B'Sham Elo Asur, Labala Ad Shetagish, Shiyetzi Dam Besorah, Chom Gazol Kesem, Imrot Salomar. Here's our question. Shalom asked this to Rami Lublin. This Gzera of Ksamim, Imrot Salomar, Afilu Heichi Sheishi Yodas Bebirur, do we have this kula of Ksamim in the absence of Hargasha, even though she knows Shaishi Yodas Bibirur, Shazedam Menu, the Efshimin Acher, Kigon, Shahoisi Yashena Sadina Bodok, Lavachaka, Shinor Mishanosa, Otsa Timuluchu Vadam? She went to sleep on a freshly laundered bed, freshly laundered sheet, okay? And she wrapped herself in that sheet, and it was perfectly clean. When she went to bed, now has spots of dam on it. So where else did it come from? Okay, it's clear that it came from her. Okay, she does from Birush as the dam of Menor, like in that case. All right. I feel a hochem in a Torah in a tmei machshor it's a dam bargosha. Our own nomar should be nizel. I feel him in a Torah tmeiya. Or masha kozman Torah tahor with argosha. Hanu hechadika efshari shomei alma asa dam. The same chakira, right? Or do we say no? The only time we talk about a kesem was when there's a possibility. But it came from somewhere else. Okay, so it's really our same question. Tshuva, he says, Hinim Rova, Tirdos, you know, like a lot of Tshuvas begin that way. I'm busy, you know, all kinds of problems. But anyway, he writes, he says, the Rami Lublin, you'll read through the Tshuva. He says that it can't be that Hargosha is to let us know that Dam definitely came from the Mokar, but rather it's required. Even if we know that the Dam came from the Mokar, there's no Hargosha, he passed because there was not an Ida Daraisa. That's the basic point of Rami Lublin. Okay, he brings a case, you know, again, you know, he has another type of case in the middle there where a woman became a need in the middle of the night and she didn't know about it and she had a relationship with her husband and then they realized what happened afterwards, what the tshuva is needed. So, and Rami Lublin concludes here that Hargosha is absolutely necessary. So again, you just saw it. Just look at the last line, the next page. We'll stop here. Elavada b'Hargosha dafka tali b'chol hechi delo hirgisha af al gav debor hu deminoi tahora min hatorah. Not like there are more than two, right? Hargosha is a must. Okay. Wait, not like there are more. What are we saying there are more again? Ramos said, yeah, right, correct, right. Ramos says, we have some way of knowing, then we don't want to have to assume the Dam came. Yes, so man, Tamach Hokan, Rabbi Lublin and Ramos were more or less contemporaries. Anyway, so that's what I wanted to bring out. We'll go back to tomorrow, Monday, I guess, okay, we'll finish this up. But I just wanted to see that the whole question, what exactly is the nature of the Hargosha? Is it a Simon or a Siba? And you see the different direction taken by different poskim, and that may or may not play into the machlokas between Shmuel into the relationship between teaching Shmuel and teaching Rabbi Akiva. Whether Rabbi Akiva was talking in general, I talk about Hargosha or not. Okay, we'll stop here. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow,